From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Walgreens is buying Rite Aid. $9 billion is the offer. Not long ago, CVS said it's buying the pharmacies inside Target stores. From Chicago, the epicenter of Walgreens, Marketplace's Nova Safo reports.
Pharmacies have been in a merger binge in the last couple of years.
Folks are all competing to get a bigger share of the newly insured from the Affordable Care Act.
That's Brian Owens, director of drug channel research at Kantar Retail. Owens says those newly insured patients are best lured by price.
So there's more competition for low-cost prescription drugs.
And pharmacy chains have one surefire way to lower their costs, says analyst John Boylan of Edward Jones. They're getting bigger.
A bigger company can get bigger discounts from people that they purchase from.
He can also negotiate better deals for prescription reimbursements. All this means regulators will be paying close attention to ensure there's still enough competition in the marketplace. Walgreens, for example, may have to sell some stores in certain markets. In the meantime, Brian Owen says consolidation is likely to continue, and Walmart might be next.
We know that Walmart wants to be the number one healthcare provider in the United States.
That is, the number one low-cost provider, targeting those same Affordable Care Act customers. In Chicago, I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.